Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
So I hung out with some second graders, and I played Connect Four with a second grader who beat me. I feel like a second grader and an adult is a good matchup in Connect Four. I'm saying that now, maybe because I lost to a kid who's 7.
It's Mike Shope.
This kid, and I beat him one time, and then we played, and it wasn't like I was just sitting there all day staring at the board, right? I mean, there's no excuse, though. There is no excuse for losing to a 7-year-old at Connect Four.
And the Bulldog.
He had me 3 different ways at the end, and twice he missed the winning play.
Yeah.
And then a third time, he had another, like, 3 turns in a row, he had a winning play. And like, how bad a job is that for me? How bad a job is it in Connect Four?
You had 3 match points in Connect Four.
He had 3 match points.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
The second time, I'm like, I'm surprised you didn't see that. And I'm sort of giving it to him. And then I make my play, and they're like, oh, he's got another one. I didn't see that at all.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
There's a game for someone of any age.
Connect Four?
Yeah. Wouldn't you wouldn't enjoy a rookie draft, but would you enjoy a game of Connect Four with your wife? Best out of 3 or something? Or does it have to be kids involved?
Enjoy. I don't enjoy.
Tolerate?
Yeah, I feel like playing Connect Four would be fine.
It'd be short.
Be fine. Like, but I don't know. Enjoy that, is a little strong.
The game has had some staying power. Like, you see it in an arcade form now, Connect Four.
Yeah, and you see it also like life size. Like,
that's what I'm thinking
of.
Giant.
The arcade is
a giant board.
My kids are too old. I don't go to arcades. I haven't been to an arcade.
That's why with arcade form, because I don't know if there's like actually a place. But like Great Wolf Lodge has, well, that's an arcade, and they have had a giant Connect Four.
Right.
They might have a different name.
They don't have the trademark for Connect Four.
I don't know.
It's, yeah,
I don't know that one, but.
Wall-mounted tic-tac-toe. Not exactly, but yeah.
It's fun. It's a top game. All right. Elijah Moore.
Top game?
It's a top game. It's a top what?
I don't need to push back on everything. You like it. You might like it more than me. It
it's a top
like.
What? I'll think of an answer now. It's not top 10. It might be top 25. It's a wide receiver 2, 24. It's a game 2, level 2 game. How's that? It's a starter.
Yeah, it works.
But it's not an all-pro.
Works.
It's a starter.
We probably lost pieces really quickly after we first had it, and then that was the end of it. Like, I can still see it in the box on the stack and just think, like, we lost shit, whatever. We don't have all the stuff.
You could just play it on paper. R and Y, red and yellow, R, just you could play it on paper. Eight by six, eight by eight.
When did I move into the little house on the prairie? I'm going to play Connect Four on paper? What are we talking about here?
Well, you lost your coins, so, I mean, you can't. You could just deprive yourself, or you could make it work. Yeah. Cook up some oatmeal and some grits.
This is what I meant when I said, I think you like Connect Four more than me.
I guess I do.
Yeah.
So, speaking of wide receiver, no, Elijah Moore. Do you have, you yourself, do you have a gut instinct on him that you trust?
No.
The range of outcomes is pretty wide.
Yeah, no, I don't.
The bottom is he doesn't make the Bills.
Right.
The top is...
he finally becomes the player so many analysts were dreaming of when he was drafted in the first place.
He could maybe be a star.
Yeah.
On this team. There's room.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't, because I just I feel like I mean, I can see it. I can hear the case. I could make the case. Like, there is an opportunity here. I think, unlike Palm, like when you mention him and start thinking about like having a conversation about him, I think it's interesting that I feel like we have been talking more. He comes up more often than Josh Palmer does. And I think that's because Josh Palmer is more sort of underwhelming. He played with a great quarterback. He had opportunity. The team was pretty good. And it never really blasted off. Like, he had the 1 year with like 60-something catches, and the other years are more modest than that, like 40-ish or something. And you can't really make all the excuses you can make for Elijah Moore. The list of quarterbacks that he had thrown him the ball is pretty awful. And so how much should a receiver be able to reach his ceiling when he's got Zach Wilson and whomever, Mike White, whoever else, the Jets and Browns? I mean, it's not good. So you have that, whereas Palmer really doesn't. He had Justin Herbert the whole time, and yeah, you know, when everybody was healthy, he was third in the pecking order, rightly so, behind Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. But even when those guys weren't there, it never really happened. So, like, Moore is more of a dream, whereas Palmer, you're just, you know, I don't know. I'm probably just sort of expecting 50 catches and 4 touchdowns from Palmer. And if I'm wrong about that, great. He smashes, you know, because there is opportunity for him too here. If he's going to slide into like really a number one type role, be on the field as much as any receiver for the Bills was on the field last year, and I think that's kind of how this is tracking, then maybe he can exceed that. But Moore is like, you shouldn't expect a lot because there really hasn't been that much, but there is a talented player in there that has not really changed, and maybe the Bills and / Allen / Brady can unlock that. And so do I trust that? It's so speculative that I can't really get to a place where I would want to say, oh, yeah, I can see him becoming someone who is pushing Shakir for the lead on the team in receptions, becomes their go-to guy or something. I mean, I don't know. I just think there's a lot of uphill for him to climb to get that playing time.
More.
With more, right. So I don't trust it, but I can get excited about him, but I don't trust it, if that makes sense.
Yep, that's right. That's like, fine.
He.
You wouldn't want to bet it.
I wouldn't. Depends on the odds. I mean
well, odds.
I love losing bets. Yeah, I will.
You wouldn't want to bet on Elijah Moore catching 50 passes?
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't want to bet. You would want to bet on Palmer catching 50 passes?
I think that's the ceiling, I feel like.
I do too. I don't think I would bet either guy to catch 50 passes. Palmer's over 40 once. I think what you said most of it. What Palmer has is the fit. He was like targeted by the Bills as a separator in free agency, whereas Moore was, I think, well, I'm not sure he was more of an afterthought, because it was a different situation with him. Like he was going to get some sort of like contract from the Browns if someone else didn't move in and sign him. Same with Dobbins and the Chargers, but then Denver signed Dobbins. And so there was some, basically the Browns were, if they didn't want Elijah Moore for themselves, they had it set up where they would probably get a comp pick if this happened, you know, like, so they'll maybe get a comp pick for him, or they just have him at a low salary. But both, as it happens, both guys got away. So from their original teams or most recent teams. So Palmer, I think, the Bills have a certain idea, a plan for him that may or may not be extensive. It may or may not be 50% of the snaps, but it's going to be third down. It's going to be, you know, long yardage. Joshua Palmer, I think, is on the field. Mm-hmm. And Moore, while, you know, they did spend to sign him, I feel like it's more of a tryout with him.
Yeah.
And that could be wrong. It could be wrong, because maybe if you're trying to read, as I'm doing, the details, it could be wrong because of that point about the contract. Like, waiting was available to the Bills on this guy. They could have been outbid. He could have ended up signing with someone else, but maybe they were tracking it. Maybe they were like in contact, if they were allowed to be, with his people. Like, I think we want to do this, but, you know, it ended up being a longer process, or it was just, you know, a change of plans and then it went and signed him. I doubt it's that casual.
Yeah.
So
too.
I do think like what Palmer has is the fit. What Moore has is maybe not like as high on the pecking order, but I think what he has is he's the better player. He was the better prospect. They were in the same draft. They're both 25 now. They were in the 21 draft. Elijah Moore was one of the first picks of the second round, if not the first pick of the second round. Like, mm-hmm. That's what Coleman was, of course. He was a better prospect. Palmer was mid-third, which doesn't say everything, but I mean, Moore ran 4.35 at the combine.
Right.
Like, he was more of a star coming into the draft, into the league. And the excuses are those quarterbacks and the teams, the offenses he played for. He had a couple of bigger games with Cleveland, one with Jameis Winston last year. I think the other was with Watson. He had a 100-yard game against the Ravens. So I kind of think that Moore has the greater upside.
Right. That's what I think, too. But what is that? What does that amount to?
Are the Bills open to letting that be right. possible?
What kind of opportunity is there going to be? Samuel is making three times the money? Twice, maybe. It's close. So I think he and Moore, I shouldn't go too hard on connecting the two of them as being like duplicates, but it's hard for me to see both of them being significant contributors.
Yeah.
It almost feels to me like if one of them is going to hit, it's going to be at the expense of the other. Playing time, targets, like all of it. And so, you know, we didn't get the full Samuel last year because he was compromised coming out of the summer and into the start of the season. And you started to see, like, if Moore's not here, I think we're probably talking about Curtis Samuel as much as anyone in that receiving group, maybe even probably more than Palmer.
But less than Coleman.
But sure, agreed. But they are both here now, and I'm having trouble finding my way to, like, who is going to get them? Are they going to just share snaps? Are each of them going to play 40% of the snaps or less or something? I just don't know what kind of opportunity there is going to be. That is what makes maybe the summer and, you know, practices and even preseason games somewhat interesting. I don't know how much. Hopefully, Allen doesn't play at all in the preseason, so throw that out. It's really practices, joint practices, like who's on the field with whom. Well, how often are they using Moore? Are Moore and Samuel ever out there together? Who are they in place of? What are the roles? It's so hard to know that sitting here now. Again, the commitment to Samuel financially is significantly bigger enough for me to point it out here. But it doesn't have to mean everything. It's not like he's making $15 million or something. It's like half of that. But Moore is like 2.5 or something. So I don't know if they'll feel compelled to like make sure they max that out or something. Like that doesn't even hardly make sense. It's such a puzzle with those guys. Do they all want to play? Do the Bills want them all to play in the slot? who's on the outside? I feel like Coleman and Palmer are your reliable outside receivers. Everybody else is just sort of, and Shakir's at the top of that pecking order. So what?
And that sounds so unappealing to me.
Where is there going to be space for these guys?
I mean, how does this team win again with that kind of wide receiver talent? How do they do it? Maybe they will. They just did it. They stuffed it in their critics' faces. Speaking of stuffing it in your face, did you see the highlights of Coleman and the basketball game, Hamlin's charity game?
I saw.
Did that not look completely ridiculous?
I saw a couple of clips.
I need to know more about sort of like what the vibes were, because the highlight reel on Coleman. So there's DeMar Hamlin's charity basketball event. And, you know, everybody's going to take that a different amount of seriously. This Coleman is just windmill dunking over and just, it was like a skit or something.
It's like the kids playing with the mascots. Like the football highlights when you see the little kids on the field with the mascots and they're just like stiff-arming the kids out of the way and just destroying the kids. A little bit of that looked like that to me. Like, is this even real?
I think you're allowed. I don't know. See, I'm just going to weigh in on it because I want to, but I don't have a feel for like what kind of serious this event was. From the highlights, from the Coleman highlights, it looks like everybody else is just really standing there. And he is just going off. I mean, it's threes. It's the dunk where you put it up off the backboard, go up and catch it and dunk it. It's, you know, windmill 360. It's like a highlight reel that you would send out to colleges or something if you were this prodigy. And I don't know, maybe other guys in this game were close enough to the same level where it was sort of warranted. But if not, it's really weird. Like, you know, you talked about once playing in an event on the ice at the arena and Gilbert was on the ice.
Yes.
Or, you know, think of like, yeah, Alex, you go to if there were such a thing, you buy a spot and you, a fantasy camp or something, and you're on the ice and Chris Drury shows up or something like that. I'm thinking like a younger, more recently retired we all know he would never show up at a Sabres thing. But just, well, the Sabres are tough to use for this then, but still,
right.
All the players that have left are still in the league winning cups. Anyway, somebody that's played, I mean, Coleman played for Izzo at Michigan State. He might have been good enough to like get drafted. I don't know what his prospects were as a basketball player, but he was on Michigan State. He shows up at your event and you're on the court. Because, you know, you're DeMar Hamlin's cousin or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you like it? Are you amused by this performance? Are you pissed? Like, what are you?
I don't think you're pissed. I think if you're at a charity event and there's a guy that can do those things, that's where you do them. Like, there are people there. It's all raising money. I think you're just putting on a show. So I wouldn't at all expect that the people he was playing against, I mean, I don't know this, but I would guess that they're just like, wow, this is cool. Like he can do this. We're giving the people that are trying to raise money a show. I think that's how I would like to think it was perceived. I would be surprised if it were perceived as, why is this guy playing like it's the NBA finals?
I don't know. I think I would be more annoyed. Like, okay, we get it.
You're good.
Do you need to score 60 points in a charity basketball game? Do teams even score 100 points.
Right.
He's going off for 60.
Maybe
nobody's in his way.
Maybe pass the ball.
Maybe pass. Maybe he did. That wouldn't be in the highlights, right? Right? Maybe he did. But there are only a couple. It's like 12 or 15 different baskets he makes in this montage that I saw. Only a couple is anybody even guarding him. There's one where he's at the top of the key, and there's a guy.
And he throws the ball around him and runs around him and grabs it and dunks.
Yep. Right. Like, all right, we get it. I want to think that there would have been players in that thing that were, like, really upset. Hmm. Okay. Let's just have a good time here. Yes, you don't have to do all of this. You don't have to show us every trick in the, you know, in the bag. But maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't come out here to get shown up. I don't know. I didn't think that. But the only thought I had about it that I guess would be considered negative was 60 points.
60 points.
Like how often you're that good, maybe you shouldn't be shooting all the time.
Well,
in a charity game.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spread
the wealth a little bit.
Yeah.
Or did they, if somebody's keeping individual point totals, somebody's keeping a team score, I guess. Like, I've been to a couple of those where there's no score is really being kept, I think. It's just up and down the floor.
I wonder how much, how did they realize he scored 60?
But do they have his assists and rebounds?
Right.
And
was somebody writing that down at the scorer's table?
Yeah. That's right. Was it a serious enough game? Because you're keeping individual players' scores. You come off, you play in a charity basketball game, you come off the court, and maybe like your kids ask you, how many points did you score? You don't know.
Right. I made a couple of baskets.
Some. I don't know. Nobody knows that answer.
If it gets to the level where I scored 60, which would never have ever had a chance in hell of happening, then I wouldn't know. If I made two, I would know I made two baskets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Small enough.
Right. Like, how'd you do? I made two baskets.
Right.
Golf clap.
Yeah, right? I made a couple shots.
Right.
That's it.
Which I think is what happened the last time I played any sort of charity basketball.
I guess I want to know, who was the second best player on the court? How many did they score? Was this game close? Or did it just become like a ridiculous Keon Coleman show where everybody is like, at first you're just like, wow. And then by five or six baskets, you're like, okay.
We did it.
All right.
You're good.
All right already. Could somebody else do something? What was the level, you know, how far down was the next level down from Coleman? Can anybody tell me that? Brad is on WGR. Hi, Brad.
So not the reason I called, but I'm 5'9", and if I could dunk a basketball, I would do it as often as I brush my teeth, like 3 times a day, 4 times a day. I'd just go outside when I'm bored, and I would just do it as often as I could.
So, I think in a game like that, you would do it once or twice so you can show that you can do it, and the place would be, like, really impressed. And then, you know, you would give it a rest. That's what I think you would do.
That's fair. I'm just – it's a dream of mine, and I still think – I'm 38. I still think it's going to happen one day.
But, don't give up.
Don't give
up. Just stay with it. I could dunk in high school. It's been a long time, and I can't even imagine trying to jump that high anymore.
Well, yeah, don't give up either then.
That's right.
So the reason I called is I guess we have to wait to see the depth chart and all that, and I am hopeful that Elijah Moore and Palmer are going to be kind of, you know, what we hoped that Samuel would have been all of last year. Maybe even, you know, obviously pie in the sky, what Shakir has become, like just this, like a dynamic, whether it's slot or outside, whatever it is. But what I guess I don't understand is when, and we don't know what they offered Cook, but for the $10 million-ish that we're paying a potential wide receiver four, wide receiver five combo, we could just be paying a proven starter who had an incredible year last year and kind of not had any sort of this, and obviously it's quelled quite a bit from Cook attending the workouts. But anyways, you know, $10 million, $11 million, that's not nothing. And to be paying that for a potential wide receiver four or five or people that we might even cut seems a little strange from like a resource allocation.
I agree. I will see what happens with Cook. Even without Cook in the equation, I just think like they have – it's not loading up. They have spent pretty good at receiver on guys that haven't always sort of like looked, played like they deserved it. And that's Palmer for me. And no, it's not record-breaking money, but Samuel and Palmer to name two. And then if you want Coleman because of the draft capital, not criticizing the Bills for drafting a receiver there as they did, still, like, that has added up to a pretty significant amount. Kincaid in this pile too. And what do they really have?
Well, that's a good question. To the caller's point about the money, average receivers cost more than great running backs. That's because they're more that receivers are more. You're trying to take as many shots at receiver as you can because you need more of them. More of them play for you than running backs play, and they're just worth more. That's just the way it is. So I don't know. I wouldn't want to go cheap at receiver so I can pay my running back. That would be, I think, doing it backwards. So, I recognize, like, the point is sound. They are spending. I mean, holy cow, between Palmer and Samuel, forget about Moore, because that's very modest, but that's $20 million for those two dudes. And Samuel, you know, we'll see. Like, how much, that's where what we're talking about here is how much does Moore, if at all, sort of cut into him? Are one or the other at the, you know, they're at the expense of one another. Probably, I think, if one of them gets going, the other one is probably going to suffer.
Thank you, Brad. 803-0550 to weigh in. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.